107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Wednesday, July 19th, and it's always great to check in with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, it's a beautiful day. I know just before we were coming on here, you know, we don't need any more rain, but we're so lucky with this weather this week, particularly to be in southwestern Ontario.
You're absolutely right. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said the safest place in the world to live right now is southwestern Ontario.
Wow.
And you know what's going on globally, we are blessed, and certainly we'll get to some environmental pieces here as we move along, but we always have to be cautious and conscious of our environment as we make decisions moving forward.
Very well said. So let's talk about GO Trains off the top. This has been a big topic of discussion
lately.
It
has been, and certainly has been top of mind in our office, in my mayor's office, the CAO's office, and a lot of work being done. As we know, there was a pilot project with GO from London to Toronto. That project has come to that pilot project's going to come to an end October the 13th of this year, and we're working to see what we can do to come up with a new project. And it's, you know, we know that the loss of that's going to impact local residents. It's going to impact you, our university and college students, certainly going to impact our tourism. So, and, you know, we were talking about this earlier, you know, the environment, mm-hmm. you know, more cars on the road, particularly the 400 series. So, you know, we have to work. And it's multi-pronged because we have to work with the provincial government with regard to Metrolink, and then the federal government as well with regards to the freight line, which is the line that rail service, that passenger service is on. And so, I speaking with the Deputy Minister of Transport Canada, he said he was in the room with the Minister of Transport Canada, and the first words out of his mouth when they heard this in a debrief was, "The mayor of Stratford won't be happy with this decision." Mm. And so they know the impact. Provincial government knows the impact. And you know, both sides have requested that I write a letter to either side saying, can you get together? Mm. And so big shout out to MPP Matthew Ray and MP John Nader. They're on board. John's facilitating a via rail discussion. Certainly Matthew will be involved big time with regards to Metrolink. So a lot of work behind the scenes.
Okay.
But you know, when you have the attention of Transport Canada Minister, that you know they know the impact of this. So have had conversations with, you know, many local mayors, including Rhonda Eggetts. We have collaborated on a letter that will go out, a similar letter that went out at the, you know, at the onset of this pilot project, saying let's work together. And you know, certainly have had, you know, conversations with Zach Gribble and Anthony and Anita at the festival. So it's a big piece that requires a lot of partners, and we're moving forward. And whether it's GO or whether it's VIA, and we know that this came into fruition because VIA had cut back the one train during COVID. So lots of work to be done. You know, I look at what was achieved in the States with regards to Amtrak.
Okay.
Amtrak utilizing freight line, but getting passenger service the preference, the right of way, if for lack of a better word.
Okay.
Lots of work, but good work going behind the scenes.
Okay, that is good to hear. So let's, again, we've been chatting about climate or climate change. Let's talk about zero emissions, if you will.
Yes, and a shout out first and foremost to Mike Mosley. And I want to shout out to Minister Mulroney provincially. She's been involved with this, our work with transit, whether it's PC and or our local transit. So I want to acknowledge that. That's important to acknowledge. But this is a federal government initiative, zero emission transit, with regards to a feasibility study. What's going to take, and it's not just replacing buses. You need the infrastructure to house those buses, to charge those buses. So Mike Mosley, our manager of transit, always on the cutting edge, and Mike Had an update for council, last council, with regards to where they're going, where he's projecting we should go with regards to replacing diesel for EV buses, and had it all laid out. And then this week, I received a letter from, the federal government saying we were the recipients of $96,000 to continue that feasibility study. And that's in partnership. We'll pay about, 20% and move forward. Because this is part of us getting to that 30% reduction by 2030. And so there's lots of work here, but we are moving in the right direction. And so I'm so excited with this work. And once again, thank you to Mike Mosley for looking forward and taking us, making that direction reflect what we need to do with regards to the environment where we started off.
Okay, and speaking of moving in the right direction, Britannia Street, Phase 2.
Yes, and you know, we had a tour yesterday with a number of individuals from the county and ourselves, because as you know, we share those responsibilities amongst ourselves. Once again, my compliments to Kim McElroy, Director of Community Service, Social Services, I should say. We had a tour of Britannia Street. That project is well on its way, suffering from, you know, some of the supply chain issues that a lot of projects are suffering from. But we have a number of applicants in the queue. Just beautiful. The first phase, as you know, was 35 units. And just to talk, the difference in cost was 35 units at a price of $5.7 million. And there's grant dollars in here that we were successful. Phase two is 27 units at $6.7 million. So you can say less, you know, less units. But we have 22 single units coming on board, five two-bedrooms, and six of those, three in each, are fully accessible. Just beautiful, beautiful. I'm ready to move in. But certainly we've learned, they learned lots. They certainly went to the residents of phase one, learned lots, and brought those learning pieces forward. So those are affordable housing pieces. And when we, definitions of affordable, attainable, et cetera,
sure,
there's many out there. But the one that this is based on is 80% of market rate. And so the singles are going to go for, $1,003 per month. And the two bedrooms, $1,253 a month. So that was wonderful to see it. I'm looking at probably middle August, people starting to move in.
Okay.
And then the other piece of that tour was, you know, to get a lens on moving forward, medium and high density housing, rental housing. We had a wonderful tour of housing that is already built, you know, several years ago, to new housing that's built, to projected housing, all in the medium range, medium density. And it's so nice to see that tastefully done in our city. And we need to see more of that. And we need to see more of the higher density, because we need the infill and we need to minimize the amount of farmland that we're taking into housing.
Yeah, a lot of ongoing issues there. So speaking of which, City of Stratford, some changes, shall we say, in terms of retirements and appointments, if you will.
Yes, I want to, you know, thank Patty Schellenberger, her investment in the youth in our city. Patty just retired last Friday. Certainly her biggest impact was at the Avon Cooperative and Anne Hathaway Daycare, as she was our city child resource consultant. Just a wonderful person that has impacted a lot of staff, and to hear the tributes from staff was just wonderful, and a lot of children. And we know that's the investment we need to make, as our children. And then another, as you know, Chief Parody has moved on to London. We wish him best there. But we had it was important to name an acting chief, and Neil Anderson, our current deputy chief, has moved into that role. So we're being well taken care of in that role. Neil Anderson was really actively involved during COVID with our emergency control group, which we met early on weekly, and then we moved into every 2 weeks, but Neil certainly is no stranger to taking on big projects and taking care of the safety of our residents in our city.
And that's for the acting fire chief, correct?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
All right, and just to wrap things up, we've got Stratford Summer Music. Opening night is for this Thursday evening.
Oh, and I texted in, but I don't think I won.
No, you didn't win today.
I'm feverishly texting in my vehicle going, winning. I am blessed to be there. And actually, we have friends of friends that are coming in, two judges from BC. A shout out to Lynn and John, that if you're listening in Radio Land, they're in from British Columbia, and they're going to be our guests tomorrow night at opening night. So a big night, and a shout out to all the work that goes into it's another part of our cultural experience for residents and for visitors alike in Stratford. So yes.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a great season with Stratford Summer Music. And it's Camp Day today with Tim Hortons.
Hey, I tell you, later on, 9 to 10 o'clock, come through. Deputy Mayor Niger and myself will be actively involved with Camp Day at Tim Hortons. And a big shout out. We're going to be at the Huron Street location. A big shout out. If you want to see Deputy Mayor Niger, then come on out between 9 and 10 this morning. Yeah, we're going to be there.
And help out, again, iced coffees or hot coffees. It's for Tim Hortons camps. And the L'Arche Golf Tournament's fast approaching,
that's
too. We should mention that.
Quick. Yeah. I got a call from Yuta yesterday from L'Arche, and what an amazing organization that serves so many in our community. August the 9th, the post-golf, the 19th hole, I guess you could say the 19th hole is in our barn.
Yes.
Certainly, we are still looking for individuals that want to swing a club, but no experience necessary, and I'm proof of that. So come swing a club, and afterwards maybe swing a bevy afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
It makes for such a wonderful day. Absolutely.
And, you know, some of our clients will be there. Corey Mashke will be holding court for sure.
Very good. Excellent to hear. And one last note, the Fall Fair.
Oh, my
gosh.
We had a wonderful meeting last night prepping for the Fall Fair. We basically get the Fall Fair done, and then you move into the next one. So we're at our 182nd Fall Fair. It's September 21st to 24th. The theme is sow it, grow it, and show it.
There you go.
So we're coming up with that and doing a lot of planning, and so many great board members doing so much work. And a shout out to sponsorships. I believe we're sitting at maybe, as you know, we are free admission, so we rely on sponsorship to carry the day. And I think we're sitting at 40,000 plus sponsorship for the Fall Fair. So great things happening for the fall already.
You bet. And great things happening in the city of Stratford. Mayor Martin Rithma. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Jamie. Have a wonderful day.